弟兄姐妹们，圣诞快乐，新年平安。
Brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas and peace with you in the new year.
我们刚刚度过圣诞佳节，
So we just had our Christmas celebration.
在节日的气氛当中，传递着一个应许。
Amidst the festive atmosphere, a promise is being conveyed.
用一个字来形容的话，那就是爱。
If we were to describe it in one word, that word would be love.
在节日里，我们告诉我们所爱的人：“我爱你。
In the Christmas, we tell the people we love that I love you.
”在我们的节日里，我们缺什么都可以，但是唯独不能缺乏爱。
During the holidays, we can lack many things, but if we lack love,
但是，让我们仔细的静下心来想一想，在我们的生命当中，到底有多少人能够忠诚的爱我们呢？
Let's take a moment to quietly reflect one question. How many people in our life truly and faithfully love us?
想一想，我们生命的意义就在于我们所爱的和忠诚的爱我们的人。
Think about it. The meaning of life lies in the people we love and who love us in return.
因着这忠诚的爱，让我们不枉此生。
With this unwavering love, it is this loyal love that make our life worthwhile.
其他的一切，金钱、名利、地位，都是过眼云烟。
Everything else, money, fame, status, is fleeting and ultimately meaningless.
传道书里头告诉我们说。都是虚空。
So it tells us in Bible, everything is in vain.
如果让我们仔细的思考，有这个忠诚的爱我们的人之后，我们不想不知道，一想吓一跳。其实我们数不出来几个人真的忠诚的爱我们。
However, when we think about those who are loyal and love us, we might be shocked by what we discover, because we probably can't count very many.
但是刚刚过去的这个圣诞佳节，有一个美好的大好的信息告诉我们，有一个人他的忠诚的爱我。
We had just celebrated a wonderful Christmas, and the great message of the Christmas still reminds us there's one person who loves us faithfully.
在我们还没有出生的时候，他已经拣选了我们。
Before I was even born, he chose us.
当我还仍然在过犯的时候，他仍然爱我们。
Even I was still in my transgression, he still loves me.
他甚至为我们舍命，
And even gave his life for me.
叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that I would not perish but have eternal life.
他的爱，他的应许是亘古不变。
His love, his promises are unchanging throughout eternity.
正是因着这个爱，让我们的生命有了意义，
Because of this promise, life has a meaning.
人生有了希望。
There is a hope for the future.
所以今天在这个岁尾岁收的岁尾年初之际，我带领大家一起来思考这个应许，来重新思考我们生命的意义。
At this time of year, as we're approaching the end of the year and the beginning of a new one, I want to let you all in revisiting this promise and reconsider the meaning of our lives.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父吧，父神，我们感谢你，
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you.
在这岁尾年初之际，我们回想你爱我们，你赐下丰丰富富的恩典，在过去一年当中保守我们、看顾我们、引领我们。
So in this time, at the end of the 2005 and the beginning of 2006, we think about all you do for us. You protected us. You provided us everything we need.
在圣诞佳节之际，我们思念你，舍弃天上的荣华富贵，来到世上，降世为人， 为我们舍命。
So in this Christmas season, we're thinking about how you give up all your glory, all your greatness. You come to this world, you give yourself to us for our sins, and you sacrifice for us.
阿爸父神，求你让我们牢记这样的应许，这样的爱。
Abba Father, please put this love, put this faith, put this promise in the deepest end of our heart.
让我们今天的敬拜、赞美、荣耀都能够归在你的面前，蒙你悦纳。
Let all the worship, all the glory to be in you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求，
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen。作为神的儿女，上帝有给我们有一个约。
As children of God, we have a covenant with God.
这个约就是一个应许，神的应许。
This covenant is a promise, God's promise.
在整本的圣经当中，从头至尾都在讲着这个应许。
The entire Bible, from beginning to end, speaks of this covenant, an eternal promise.
在创世纪1:26-27，神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的形式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。”神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。
In Genesis 1:26-27, then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female, He created them.
大家看，这是一个美好的应许。
Look, this is a wonderful promise.
神不仅创造了我们的形象，神不仅创造了我们的生命，
God not only gave us a life,
而且赋予这个生命一个美好的意义。
but this life has a beautiful meaning.
他就是要承受神的形象，彰显他的荣耀。
To bear God's image and manifest His glory.
后来，神和挪亚也有一个约。
Later, God's covenant with Noah.
这个约不仅继承了亚当的应许，而且更加上了神的保守。
Not only inherited the promise given to Adam, but also added His protection and care.
神说：“我把虹放在云彩中，这就当作我与地立约的记号了。我使云彩盖地的时候，必有虹现在云彩中，我便纪念我与你们和各样有血肉的活物所立的约。”水就不再泛滥毁坏一切有血肉的物了。
He said, "I have set my rainbow in the cloud, and it will be the sign of a covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring cloud over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant with you and with all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the water become a flood to destroy all life."
因为在这个时候啊，地上充满了罪恶。
Because the earth at that time was full of sin and danger.
而我们的神，阿爸父神，他用他的保护来覆庇我们。
Our Heavenly Father covered us with His protection.
到了亚伯拉罕的时候，神将他不变的应许启示得更加明确。
And by the time of Abraham, God revealed His unchanging promise even more clearly.
他对亚伯拉罕说：“我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福给他；那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
So God speak to Abraham, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curse you, I will curse, and all the people on earth will be blessed through you."
神的应许，神的爱，还有他的赐福，他的应许要有一个人临到世界，要万族都承受他的应许。
God's promises, His love, His blessings were to come through one person so that all the nations of the world would receive God's grace.
弟兄姐妹们，大家想一下，亚伯拉罕在世上看到这个大国了吗？
Brothers and sisters, did Abraham see this great nation during his time?
没有。
No.
他看到了因他得福的万族了吗？
Did he see all the nations that would be blessed through him?
也没有。
No.
亚伯拉罕事实上在他回归天家之前，大概仅仅看到以扫和雅各他的两个孙子。
In fact, before Abraham returned to his heavenly home, he probably only saw his two grandsons, Esau and Jacob.
但是亚伯拉罕一生相信神的应许，他的信心真正的成了所望之事的实底，结实的确据。
But Abraham believed in God's promises throughout his life. His faith truly became the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen.
因着圣经，我们现在知道亚伯拉罕这个得到的应许，后来在以撒、在雅各、在约瑟的身上彰显成为一族。
From the Bible, I know the promise was later manifested in Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph as a family, and in Moses and David as a nation.
后来在摩西、在大卫的身上彰显成为一国。
And in the Moses and David as a nation.
最后在耶稣基督的身上，神的应许彰显遍及全地，直到地极。
Finally, in Jesus Christ, God's promises are manifested throughout the whole world, to the end of earth.
是耶稣基督，他最终完全成就了神的起初的应许。
Jesus Christ ultimately fulfilled God's initial promise completely.
Amen.
Amen.
神起初的应许在耶稣基督的身上彰显得清楚明了。
So God's promises are clearly and completely revealed in Jesus Christ.
所以在耶稣基督之后再没有先知，因为神的启示在耶稣的身上已经完全，已经 完成。
Therefore, there are no more prophets after Jesus Christ because God's revelation has been complete in him.
耶稣应许我们罪得赦免，应许我们重生的生命，应许我们平安和喜乐，应许我们圣灵的带领和能力。
Jesus promised us forgiveness of sins, a new life, peace and joy in the Lord, and the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit.
他更应许我们永生的盼望。
Jesus promised us the hope of eternal life.
在约翰福音十四章，在约翰福音五章二十四节，耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话有信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，已经是出死入生了。”
In Gospel John 5:24, very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life.
耶稣也应许我们在他的再来。
Jesus promised his second coming.
他说，在约翰福音十四章三到四节，他说：“我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们知道；那条路，你们也知道。”
Jesus said in Gospel John 14:3-4, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going."
弟兄姐妹们，仔细我们想一想，也许我们现在就在神的应许之中。
Brothers and sisters, consider this: we now living in the midst of God's promise.
也许是在他再来的前夜。
Perhaps even on the eve of his return.
想到这一点，我们神的儿女，我们的心如何不能充满盼望呢？
With this in mind, how can the heart of God's children not be filled with hope?
我们为这个得救的确据而心存感恩，
We're grateful for the assurance of the salvation.
为我们在这个世界上能够与主同行而心里得平安和喜乐。
We find the peace and the joy in living a life walking with God in this world.
更为我们离开这个世界以后，我们有永生的盼望而充满了盼望。
We're filled with hope for eternal life after we leave this world.
为这个圣灵的感动、带领和保守，让我们心生力量，如鹰展翅，翱翔在我们神命定的天路上。
We are strengthened by the inspiration, guidance, and the protection of the Holy Spirit, soaring like an eagle on the path God has ordained for us.
所以，神的应许，它是按照它的时间成就。
God's promise are fulfilled in His time.
有的应许是我们神的儿女现在已经深深的体会到的。
We have already experienced the sweetness of the some of this promise.
比如说，主里的平安、喜乐，主在我们生命当中丰丰富富的预备和供应，圣灵的感动和带领。
For example, the peace and the joy in the Lord, His abundant provision in our lives, and the guidance of inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们每一个神的儿女生命当中所切切实实的感受到的。
This as the children of God, each of us, we experience this truly, faithfully in our life.
永生和主耶稣基督的再来的应许，圣经当中告诉我们，要我们要耐心等待。
Regarding the promises of eternal life and His second coming, the Bible tells us to wait patiently.
等待。是一个最能够检测我们生的儿女的品质的一个事情。
Waiting is the greatest test of person's character.
信心的等待是一个基督徒的美德。
Waiting with faith is a virtue for a Christian
是神所喜悦的。
and is pleasing to God.
诗人大卫在诗篇27篇第14节说：“要等候耶和华，当重担接过你的心。”我再说：“要等候耶和华。
So David proclaimed in Psalm 27:14, Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord.
”等待不是坐在那里眼睛望天，什么都不做。
Waiting is not about sitting there, staring at the sky and doing nothing.
等待，而是神要操练我们的信心。
Rather, it's God's training our faith,
要我们在等待当中结出圣灵的果子。
allowing us to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit during this time of waiting.
要我们在等待的当中，能够自愿的，能够心甘情愿的，愿意把自己的欲望和迫切的这种心放下。
It's about us willingly and wholeheartedly letting go of all desire and anxiety.
然后让神的美好的、完美的计划彰显在我们的生命当中。
Allowing God's perfect plan to unfold in our lives.
等待就是要让我们心里头承认，神是我们生命的主宰。
Waiting means acknowledging from the depth of our heart that God is the Lord of our lives.
他的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念，他的时间胜过我们的时间。
His ways are higher than my way, his thoughts are higher than my thought, and his timing is better than my timing.
所以，等待是神的儿女预备我们自己得见神的面的时间。
Waiting is the time for God's children to prepare themselves to see God's face.
我们等待神的再来，主耶稣基督的再来，神也在等待我们，准备好来迎接主的降临。
We wait for the Lord's return, and God is also waiting for us to be ready to welcome His coming.
因为我们的神他。 愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
God desires that all people be saved, that none should perish.
彼得后书3章9节这么说：主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
It is said in Peter 3, 2 Peter 3, 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand the slowness. Instead, he is patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but anyone to come to repentance.
大家记得上世纪当中，神在毁灭索多玛的时候，神要等着罗德安全的逃离了索多玛以后，才降灾于索多玛。
You can still remember in the book of Genesis, God waited until Lot had safely escaped from Sodom before bringing destruction upon the city.
今天神也在等待我们，就像当年等待罗德一样，要我们离开危险之地。这样，他才最后来到这个世上，审判这个世界。
So today, Lord is waiting for us as at that time he was waiting for Lot. He's wait until we come to a safe place, then he's going to distract the wicked city.
所以，等待的过程是一个我们灵命成长的过程，让我们自己省察自己，认罪悔改，让我们在祷告的当中更信靠神。
So, this period of waiting is a time for our spiritual growth. Let us examine ourselves, confess our sin, and repent.
在渴慕神的话语的当中，来更认识神。
Let's know the God when we're reading God's words.
在为神的这个大使命的热心当中，来侍奉神。
And serving Him with fervent devotion to His great commission.
这样，我们跟神的关系就越来越亲近，越来越紧密。
So in this way, our relationship with God will grow even closer.
我们的性格就越来越像耶稣基督。
Our character will become more and more like Jesus.
最后，我们就成就了神创造我们起初的目的。
Ultimately fulfilling God's original purpose for creating our lives.
它就是彰显神的荣耀。
To manifest his glorious image.
等待主的再来，不仅仅是基督徒个人生命的。预备，
Waiting for the Lord's return is not only a preparation for individual lives of Christians,
而且也是教会的预备。
but also a preparation for the church.
教会我们知道是基督的心腹，
The church is the bride of Christ.
大家知道，一对新人结婚的时候。新娘子不仅要早早的准备好自己的婚纱，策划自己的戎装造型。
Everyone knows that when a couple get married, the bride not only prepare her wedding dress, plan her makeup and hairstyle well in advance.
更重要的是，新娘子要保持好良好的心态、健康的身体，来迎接这个美好幸福的时刻。
More importantly, she maintains a positive attitude and ensures her physical and mental health to enjoy this happy moment.
所以，教会既是基督的心腹，就要用我们的圣洁和忠诚来委身基督。
The church, as the bride of the Christ, must commit itself to Christ throughout our holiness and faithfulness.
要用神的话语来洁净我们自己。
The church must cleanse itself with God's word.
在凡事上顺服基督。
Obey Christ in all things.
在祷告的当中，感受圣灵的带领。
Pray in Spirit in prayer and offer itself completely in faithful expectation.
要在信心的等待中全然献上。
So we submit ourselves when we're waiting for God faithfully.
不等待神的时间，后果是可怕的。
Not waiting for God's timing has terrible consequences.
我们知道摩西在山上领受十诫的时候，以色列人等不及了，就筑了一个金牛犊去敬拜神，敬拜假神。
Well, Moses was on the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments. The Israelites grew impatient and forged the golden calf to worship a false god.
结果，在旷野的以色列人没有一个能够进入应许之地。
As a result, none of the Israelites in the wilderness entered the promised land.
大家记得扫罗，他也没有等待撒母耳献祭。
Saul did not wait for Samuel to offer the sacrifices,
结果他干犯了神。
thus offending God.
结果神永远的离弃了扫罗。
As a result, God abandoned Saul forever.
所以在诗篇37篇第七节，诗人告诉我们，警醒我们：你当默然依靠耶和华，耐心等候他，不要因那道路通达和那恶魔成就的心怀不平。
In Psalm 37:7, we were taught, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes."
我和大家一起来回顾一下恩典堂所走过的道路。
Let's looking back at the journey Grace Church has taken.
我们可以清楚的看到，神一直在预备我们。
We can clearly see that God has been preparing us all along.
在过去的几年当中，神呼召感动了一批的带领同工，走在前面，忠心的侍奉。
In the past few years, God has moved and called a group of co-workers to lead the way, faithfully serving and guiding Grace Church.
我们现在的祷告呢，就是要希望神圣灵的感动，把这样的属灵感动从教会的带领同工们传染给我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
So we now earnestly pray and call upon God to spread this spiritual inspiration from the church leaders to every brothers and sisters.
从几个家庭传染给每一个家庭。
And from a few families in the church to all the families.
让我们的祷告会不仅仅是一些几个弟兄姐妹的祷告会，而是整个教会的弟兄姐妹的祷告会。
Let our prayer meetings not be just for a few brothers and sisters, but for all the brothers and sisters of the church.
让我们的午餐侍奉的事工不仅仅是几个家庭的事工，而是整个教会全教会的家庭的事工。
Let our service during the Sunday lunch not be just for a few families, but a service in which all the families participate.
让我们的维修清洁的事工，也不仅仅是几个弟兄姐妹的事工，而是所有弟兄姐妹的事工。
Let the maintenance and cleaning service of our church not be just the service of a few brothers and sisters, but the faithful service of all the brothers and sisters.
让我们在这个神的话语上的侍奉，也不仅仅是教牧小组的侍奉。
Let us serve in God's word, not just in pastoral teams.
而是更多的弟兄姐妹们在成人、青少年、儿童的主日学、周五查经等等上面，大家一起侍奉，一起来带领。
But with more brothers and sisters participating in adult, youth, and children's Sunday school and Friday Bible studies.
话语上的侍奉不仅仅是这个讲台上的侍奉。
Not only on this platform,
也不仅仅是我们教会里头的侍奉，
not only within our church,
而是在我们的家庭、在我们的朋友、在我们的社区，甚至在一个陌生的国度，让我们把耶稣基督的美好的福音传出去，传到地基。
let us go out to our families and friends, to our communities, and even to our foreign countries. To spread the gospel of God to the end of the earth.
让我们恩典堂2026年这一年成为一个多结圣灵果子的一年。
May 2026 be a year of abundant fruit of Holy Spirit for Grace Church.
弟兄姐妹们，你准备好了吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you ready?
如果没有，那我们就必须在等待中操练我们自己。
If not, then we must patiently, well, we must be patient while we wait.
我们大家现在都在渴望有一个牧者来带领恩典堂。
Brother, we are all longing for a pastor to lead Grace Church.
这也是一个在等待中操练信心的时刻。
This is a time of waiting and exercising our faith.
大家仔细想一下我们目前的光景。
Let's think carefully at our current situation.
你们说，我们得到一个牧者的可能性大，还是亚伯拉罕在他年迈、他的妻子撒赖，在他不能生育的这个情况下，得一个儿子的可能性更大？
So, do you think the possibility of us getting a pastor is greater or the possibility of Abraham in his old age and with his wife Sarah being barren, having a son?
大家肯定会说，当然我们请一个牧师更容易了。
I think everyone would surely say, of course, we have a much greater chance of getting a pastor.
是啊，我们教会有50万的存款，你们都知道。
Yes, you all know we have $500,000 in our bank account.
我们想要一个牧者，我们带一个广告，让大家来应聘就是了。
We want a pastor, so we just place an advertisement and we will hire a pastor.
我们聘一个牧师来，把我们的主日正道、教导、主日学、查经、探访、关怀，所有的事工都交给这个牧师来带领，那我们就轻松了。
When we have a pastor, we can entrust all the ministries, preaching, teaching, Sunday school, Bible study, visitation to the pastor's leadership. Then we can relax and the church.
因着牧师的带领，我们教会就可以壮大了。
So from this church, pastor's leadership, then our church can grow.
但是弟兄姐妹们，如果我们真的这样做，那我们就把这个应许交在了我们自己的手中，没有交在神的应许的，神，
Brothers and sisters, if we think and act this way, we're not fully entrusting this promise to God, but instead taking the matter into our hand.
我们就犯了和撒赖一样的错误。
We're making the same mistake as Sarah.
我们花钱雇了一个雇工来，
We hire a hired hand.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在不仅需要恳切的祷告，求神赐下他的仆人来带领我们。
Brothers and sisters, we now need not only to pray earnestly for God to send His servant to lead us.
更重要的是要预备我们自己，预备我们教会。
But more importantly, to prepare ourselves
来准备迎接下一个牧者。
to be ready to serve alongside the pastor God sends.
来和他一起同工。
Let's work together with the pastor.
如何预备我们自己来迎接新牧师呢？
How do we prepare ourselves to welcome the new pastor?
首先，恩典堂一定是一个健康的教会。
First, Grace Church must become a healthy church.
恩典堂要有明确的圣灵的感动，感动下的宗旨和意向。
The Grace Church must have a clear purpose and vision inspired by Holy Spirit.
要有合神心意的领袖走在前面带领。
Godly leaders to guide the way.
要有恒切祷告的勇士们在背后为教会祷告，托住教会。
Dedicated prayer warrior to uphold the church in prayer.
要有同心合意的全教会的弟兄姐妹，愿意顺服，愿意把时间和生命摆上，和新牧师一起同工。
And the brothers and sisters who are united in heart and mind, waiting to obey and dedicate their time and lives to the church.
神在恩典他的兴旺，一定是神自己兴起的。
The flourishing of God's word in Grace Church must be initiated by God Himself,
是在圣灵的感动下，燃烧起来的，
fueled by the inspiration of Holy Spirit.
一定是在众弟兄姐妹的心里火热，为主做工来实现的。
And realized through the fervent heart and the collaborative work of all the brothers and sisters.
绝不是一个人努力的结果。
It is certainly not the result of one person's efforts.
牧师作为教会的牧人，在教会事工当中，他当然固然非常重要。
Well, the pastor, as the shepherd of the church, is undoubtedly important in church ministry.
但是，如果我们坐在这里坐等、被动的等待一个牧者来解决我们所面临的所有的问题，来兴旺恩典堂的话，那我们就走上了一个错误的道路。
If we passively wait for a pastor to revitalize Grace Church and solve its many problems, we will be heading down the wrong path.
现在，让我们思考一下，在等待当中，我们的生命的意义。
Now, let's think about, take this opportunity to think about our life, meaning of our life.
So, when we talk about the meaning of life, I would like to take this opportunity to speak to our young generation. So I will speak in Chinese, in English, and I will ask Sister Hannah to speak in Chinese.
当我们讨论生命的意义时，我想借此机会特别的对我们年轻的一代说几句话。
This is a great opportunity. They all come back for a holiday reunion, and as a parent, as an elder, we want to directly talk to them.
这是一个宝贵的机会，因为我们的大学生和年轻的专业人士都趁着假期回家跟家人团聚。我想利用这个宝贵的机会，直接的与他们说话。
They are young people. You are young.
亲爱的年轻人，你们正值青春年华，
You have a bright future unfolding ahead of you.
所以你的前途一片光明。
Knowing your origin, where you're from, and your destiny, where you are going, is profoundly important.
了解你自己的出身、来自何方以及未来的方向至关重要。
This is where you find the meaning of your life.
因为这正是你们找到人生意义的关键所在。
The danger of the current prevailing culture is that this culture, it's always emphasized, constantly telling you that our young generation is a cosmic accident. Our life is a cosmic accident. It is constantly telling us that we emerged from a random process.
当前盛行的文化，尤其是在高等教育的领域，其危险之处在于，它不断地告诉我们年轻的一代人，人不过是宇宙中的一个偶然的产物，是从随机的过程中产生的。
And produced with a random process with no intrinsic purpose, integrity.
I'm lost.
他们以一个随机的过程产生，没有他们的终点，没有他的目的。And then it goes to the destiny that is a death waiting and become dust.
他们也没有永恒的意义，最终呢，是以死亡告终，化为尘土。
So the two poles of the human life is utterly meaningless.
在人类生命的两个极端都是没有意义的。
Our origin is a random process. It's just by chance. And our destiny is just to become nothing, become dust.
我们的起源呢，是一个偶然的产物，而我们的归宿，我们的终点呢，是以死亡化为尘土。
So the two poles of our life, it's defined by this culture as insignificant and indignity.
人类的生命被这个两个终点定义为彻底的渺小和卑微。
Yet, believe it or not, the liberal culture plead for human rights and human integrity in between those two poles.
然而，信不信由你，自由主义的文化却在这两个极端当中倡导人权和人的尊严。
It tells you that you are important. You should seek self-fulfillment.
他告诉你，你很重要，你应该追求自我实现。
You should find your own truth, seek your own.
找到你自己的真理，寻找自己的人生目标。
And you should always think what is right for yourself and do what is right for yourself.
你思考什么是对你自己是正确的，做什么对你自己是正确的。
You can be whatever you want to be.
你可以成为任何你想成为的人，
This is truly irrational and illogical.
这真是荒谬且不合逻辑。
If the two poles of a human life, if the two poles of a human, it's just meaningless.
如果人类存在的两个极端都毫无意义。
If the origin is insignificant and the destination it's meaningless.
如果我们的起源不微不足道，仅仅是偶然的产物，而我们的归宿也微不足道，最终不过化为尘土。
Where is the purpose of our life?
我们生命的意义在呢？
And where is our dignity from?
我们生命的尊严又何在呢？
You see where the problem is?
你们明白了这问题的所在吗？
This culture exalts man.
这种文化崇尚人类自身，
It totally left out in our life.
却完全将上帝排除在生命之外。
This perspective of life is precisely depicted by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32.
这种生活，保罗在《哥林多前书》15章32节恰如其分地描述了这种人生观。
Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
让我们吃喝吧，因为我们就要死了。
Because we only live in this world once.
既然我们只活在世上一次，
So let's make the best out of it when we are still alive.
那就让我们在活着的时候尽情享受吧。
So with such radical and liberal teaching,
在这种激进且放纵的指引下，
many people seek money, fame, and social status, self-fulfillment.
许多人追求金钱、名誉、社会地位和自我实现。
And believe that is the meaning of life.
他们认为这就是人生的意义。
Right now, we have a very classic and live example of what chasing money and fame can do to the human soul.
现在我们的眼前就有一个非常典型、活生生的例子，展现了追逐金钱和名利会对人的灵魂造成怎样的影响。
I'm pretty sure you hear about this from the media around the clock.
你几乎可以从媒体的每个角落，一天24小时都能听到人们谈论这个名字。
I mean, this name is truly notoriously famous.
我的意思是，他是非常的臭名昭著。
He has money.
他很有钱。
Mansions in Manhattan.
他在曼哈顿买了豪宅。
He has a private jet.
他有私人飞机，
He even owned an island.
他甚至拥有一座岛屿，
He has fame.
他的名声显赫，
He has associated himself with the presidents,
他与总统有交集，
with politicians,
政客、
with prince,
王子、
with stars,
明星。
with the CEOs of the biggest companies in the world.
以及世界最大公司的首席执行官都有交集，
But his life has no value.
但是他的生命毫无价值，
His life has no dignity.
毫无尊严，
His life has no value, no meaning.
毫无意义。
He added his life more beautiful way than Judah who betrayed Jesus.
他以比背叛耶稣的犹大更可悲的方式结束了他自己的生命。
Dear young people, if God is not in your life, there is no meaning in your life.
亲爱的年轻人，如果你的生命中没有上帝，那么你的生命就没有意义。
College is a transition place for you to grow into adulthood.
大学是你们迈向成年的过渡阶段。
It has a lot of good things to train you with advanced science and technology.
它拥有先进的科学技术，可以为你们提供很多有益的训练。
But it also has a lot of corrupted philosophy, culture, and social ideology.
但同时呢，也充斥了许多腐朽的哲学。文化和社会思想
It brainwashes you.
可能会对你们进行洗脑。
Young Christians, with the help from God's word and guided by the Holy Spirit, must have the wisdom to choose what you want to learn in this place.
年轻的基督徒们，在上帝话语的帮助和圣灵的引导下，必须拥有智慧，懂得选择学习什么。
And also, you want to know. You need to resist and repel what you don't like.
以及抵制和拒绝什么？
You must refuse to be brainwashed because you remember the teaching that you have learned from this great church ever since your childhood, that we teach you have an origin of dignity, destination of dignity. That is bestowed by our holy God.
你们必须拒绝被洗脑。因为你们从小就铭记着恩典堂的教导，你们拥有尊贵的出身，你们拥有尊贵的命运和尊贵的人生，这一切都是由我们创造者、圣洁的上帝所赐予的。
Let's look at the Bible verse that we read at the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verse 22.
让我们回头读到圣经。创世纪的1章26节，
And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness."
神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的形式造人。
This tells us that we are made special, that we have a very unusual and extraordinary link back to our Creator.
”这告诉我们，我们是被特别创造的。我们与造物主有着非同寻常的联系。
We are alive because the breath of God.
我们之所以活着，是因为神的生命气息。
We possess the Spirit of God.
我们拥有神的灵。
Our dignity is found in that we are the image bearer of God.
我们的尊严在于，我们是神的形象的承载者。
This sets us apart from any other creatures in this world.
这使我们与世上其他任何的生物都截然不同。
We are given a human nature that has the capacity and the responsibility to reflect the character of God.
我们被赋予了人性，这种人性使我们有能力，也有责任去反映、去效仿神的品格，
To mirror the character of God.
效仿神的品格。
And to live in a way that resembles the character of God.
以一种与神的品格相似的方式生活，
This is our meaning of life.
这就是我们生命的意义。
And this calling of living is running throughout the Bible.
这种生活的呼召贯穿于整本圣经。
In Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44, God said, "You shall be holy because I, the Lord of your God, am holy."
在利未记11:44，神说：“我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。”
God caused us to be the light of the world to reflect His glory and to mirror His character.
上帝呼召我们成为世界的光，反映和彰显上帝的品格。
Although our reflections vary so small and imperfect,
尽管我们的映照如此的渺小而不完美,
if God's glory is as big as the universe, as grandiose as the shinings of all stars,
如果上帝的荣耀像宇宙一样浩瀚，像说星星的光芒一样璀璨。
our reflection would be like as small as the grain of sand.
那么，我们的映照就像一粒沙子，一撮微弱的火花，
As a spark of flame.
一处微弱的火花。
You know who is the perfect reflection of God's glory?
你知道谁是上帝荣耀完美的映照吗？
It is Jesus,
那是耶稣。
the one who is the Word of God,
是道成了肉身。
who became flesh and made his dwelling among us,
住在我们中间,
and manifested fully the glory of God,
完全彰显了父神的荣耀,
and made God known to us.
使我们认识神。
We should always possess a very passionate concern about the dignity, the value, and the meaning and the purpose of our life.
我们应该始终对我们生命的尊严、价值、意义和目的怀有强烈的关注。
You, as a God-made creature,
你作为上帝创造的,
bearing His image,
拥有他形象的生命,
are immensely important, incalculably valued,
无比重要，价值无法估量。
because God stamped His dignity on our person.
因为上帝将他的尊严印刻在你的身上。
It is this very reason that human life is so precious.
正是因为这个原因，人的生命才如此的宝贵。
Meaningful, so divine, so significant.
如此有意义，如此尊严，如此重要。
That is the reason why we have a human right. So even the power of sin sometimes corrupt and deface our life.
即使罪恶的力量腐蚀和玷污了我们的生命。
The mirror sometimes cracked.
这面镜子或许已经破裂,
But our mirror of God is still the mirror.
但它仍然是上帝的镜子。
And God still loves His creature.
上帝仍然爱着他的创造物,
And He honors His promise to them.
并信守他对他们的承诺。
And the whole Bible tells us that God is so concerned about the meaning and value of our life. The whole Bible tells us that God is so concerned and valued about our life.
So 的整本圣经都告诉我们，神非常重视我们的价值，我们的生命。
Even though we misrepresent Him,
尽管很多的时候，我们都没有为神做好的见证。
and disobeyed Him. He pursued us and embarked with a cosmic plan, a huge plan of redemption.
他寻找我们，他想要给我们一个宏大的救赎计划。
This is how meaningful our life is.
这就是我们的生命如此有意义的原因。
So I want to end my message with a personal reflection.
我今天想用自己一段个人的感悟来结束我的正道。
A week ago, the doctor operated my eyes for a cataract surgery.
1周以前，医生为我的右眼做了白内障手术。
In the early morning next day, I went back to the doctor's office for a routine checkup.
第二天一大早，我回到了诊所进行术后的例行检查。
As my wife drove me along Poplar Avenue,
我太太开车送我沿着 Poplar 大道前往诊所。
I was looking around.
我环绕四周。
Wow, I suddenly found a completely different world also through my operated eyes.
哇，通过手术后的眼睛，我看到了一个截然不同的世界。
Although my eyes still covered by an eye shield for protection.
尽管我的眼睛还戴着眼罩保护，
The trees are so sharp.
树木的轮廓清晰无比。
And the street signs, the short banners are crystal clear to me now.
街道的标志和商店的招牌上的文字都清晰可见。
I can see the little bird in the treetop vividly.
我能清晰地看到树梢上的小鸟。
What the doctor did to my eyes is truly magic.
医生对我眼睛做的手术真是太神奇了。
I thought about the miracle that Jesus healed the man born blind.
然后我想起了约翰福音，耶稣治愈天生失明人的神迹。
在约翰福音9章，John chapter 9.
在约翰福音的第九章。
Compared to this miracle Jesus performed, my cataract surgery is really minuscule.
与耶稣行的这个神迹相比，我的白内障手术简直微不足道。
Then I also thought about Jesus raised Lazarus from dead in John chapter 11.
我又进一步想到了《约翰福音》第11章中耶稣使拉萨路死而复活的神迹。
If compared to this miracle, my eye surgery is even more trivial.
与这个神迹相比，我的眼科手术简直更加的微不足道。
But there is a similarity between my surgery and Jesus' miracle.
但是，医生为我做的手术和耶稣行的神迹之间却有着相似之处。
That is, there is a healing happened in people, in a person's life.
那就是他们都让人的生命得到了治愈。
When I thought about this, I was amazed.
当我想到这一点，我感到无比惊奇。
Wow, the healings all doctors have brought to their patient really manifest the love and almighty of God to his people.
哇，所有医生为病人带来的治愈，都真正彰显了上帝对他子民的爱和全能。
You think about what is the popular, most popular prayer?
让我们想一想，哪种祷告是最受欢迎的呢？
Can you guess?
猜猜看。
It is the prayer of a healing.
是祈求健康康复的祷告。
Think about it. From all over the world, there are probably millions of people every day pray for their loved ones because they are sick. Pray for God's healing.
想一想，在今天的世界上，每一天可能有数以万计的人都在焦急地为生病的亲人祷告。
Any one healing doctor brought to the patient could mean the prayer answered by God.
医生为病人提供的任何治疗，都可能意味着上帝回应了某个人的祷告。
God may provide healing through doctors' hands.
上帝可以通过医生的双手施行医治。
Wow, if you think about this, when we think about the doctor as a profession from God's perspective,
哇， 如果我们从上帝的角度来看待医生这个职业，这真是太奇妙了。
This is really amazing.
这非常的奇妙。
It's not just a doctor who can make a lot of money, can have fame and high social status.
医生不仅仅是能赚很多的钱，拥有名声和很高的社会地位。
It is actually God's hand working in the doctor to answer an earnest prayer.
实际上是上帝之手在医生身上动工，回应了人们恳求的祷告，恳切的祷告。
Then I thought about my job at FedEx.
然后我又想到了我在联邦快递的工作。
I'm working for an industry that merely delivers a piece of package to the customer.
我所在的行业只是把包裹送到顾客的手中。
Yes, merely. Seems like a pretty trivial, right?
是的，仅仅如此，听起来微不足道，对吗？
Then I thought about among every delivery, every successful, every order, thinking about every order from the customer, there is a hope, an anticipation of something is needed.
但我又想到，每一份顾客订单背后都蕴藏着一份希望。正对所需中期盼，
Sometimes that hope or that need, that want is desperately needed. It's so present. It's because that package could contain maybe some medicine the patient is desperately needed.
有时这种希望和渴望会如此的强烈，因为包裹里可能装着病人急需的药物。
Or it may contain a medical device that can put a life in balance.
它可能装着关乎生命安危的医疗器械。
Or an equipment that may be put in the project development in success or failure.
或者决定项目成败的关键设备。
When I think about to this point, I become very excited.
当我想到这一点时，我真的是感到非常的兴奋。
Wow, FedEx is really delivering a need, a hope, a joy. Not just merely a piece of package.
哇，联邦快递真正运送的不仅仅是包裹，更是需求、希望和喜悦。
I still vividly remember in the very cold and gray early morning in Beijing, 32 years ago. I was in our youth age.
我至今仍然清晰地记得32年。在北京的一个寒冷阴沉的12月早晨，那时我正值你们现在的年纪。
I received the FedEx package.
我收到了一个联邦快递的包裹。
That was the very first FedEx package I have ever received.
这是我平生当中收到的第一个联邦快递的包裹。
Back then, I didn't even know much about FedEx 32 years ago.
那个时候，32年之前，我对联邦快递几乎一无所知。
And as I said, this is the very first piece of package FedEx package I have ever received.
这是我收到的第一个联邦快递的包裹。
In it was my admission letter to Oregon State University for a PhD study with the promise of full scholarship.
里边装着俄勒冈州立大学的博士录取通知书，还有全额奖学金的承诺。
You can't imagine what this FedEx package means to me standing in that dull, shivering Beijing morning.
你无法想象，在那个阴冷彻骨的北京冬日早晨，这个联邦快递的包裹对我来说意味着什么？
A young man filled with a deep disappointment about his home country.
一个年轻人对自己的祖国充满了失望。
And he tried very hard to find a glimpse of hope where his future will be.
拼命的寻找一丝希望，渴望找到自己未来的出路。
You can never visualize how joyful I was when I opened that FedEx package.
你们永远也无法想象我打开那个联邦快递包裹时有多么的激动。
I found this immense sense of joy and thankfulness.
我感到无比的喜悦和感激。
But I even didn't know who to thank to at that point.
但是我却不知道该感谢谁。
To the professor in Oregon State University who offered me the scholarship.
是俄勒冈州立大学那位给我提供奖学金的教授吗？
But I even didn't know him at the point.
可那时我根本就不认识他。
To the FedEx guy who delivered this package to me.
是送包裹的联邦快递员吗？
But I even didn't see him that morning.
但是我甚至在那个早上没有见到他。
It was the male person in our research institute. He passed the package to me.
是研究所的收发室的工作人员把包裹转交给我的。
But now I know I should have thanked God.
但是现在我知道，我应该感谢的是上帝。
It is God who delivered this package to me.
因为是上帝把这个包裹给我送到。
When I reflect up to this point, I'm really proud of myself to work for FedEx.
回想起来，我真的为自己能在联邦快递工作感到无比的自豪。
Because from every successful delivery, there is a joy and a thankfulness direct to God.
因为每一次成功的收获、送货背后，都蕴藏着对上帝的喜悦和感恩。
How wonderful! If you've chosen a profession like this from God's perspective,
如果你的职业选择是这样的，是从神的角度出发，这该是多么的美好和有意义呀！
there are young people. I'm not telling you to choose to become a doctor or even become the FedEx guy.
亲爱的年轻人，我并不是鼓励你们都去当医生，也不是鼓励你们都去联邦快递工作。
What I'm really telling you is that you should choose your profession from God's perspective.
我真正想告诉你们的是，你们应该从上帝的角度来选择自己的职业，
Then you will find your meaning of life.
那样你才能会找到你生命的意义。
The reward of this choice is eternal.
这种选择的回报是永恒的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for the words you blessed us this morning.
亲爱的天父，真的是感谢您给我们这样的信息，在今天早上。
In this end of the year, began of the new fiscal year.
这是一个特殊的，年尾，旧年年尾，新一年开始的季节。
You remind us your promise.
你提醒我们，你对我们的应许。
You remind us the meaning of our life.
有你提醒我们生命的意义。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
May your Holy Spirit guide us.
求圣灵指引我们。
Let us walk all your paths, never go astray.
让我们走在神的真道当中，一步都不偏离。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
我们祷告，奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.